We're okay. You know, we have a couple of players with bumps and bruises. And Stephen had a hematoma in his leg. You know, a clash with the goalkeeper. He hasn't trained thus far this week. But, you know, we hope that he'll return to the training ground on Saturday.
You said you'd be assessing Wes Burns in the last few days. How's he looking?
It looks very doubtful for the weekend. You know, I think Wes is likely not to make Sunday, which could prove to be a blow. We'll not give up on that, but it looks very much that way at this moment in time.
How much of a blow would that be?
That'd be disappointing. You know, he's come in, he's made a really good impact. He's an important player within the group. You know, he's played the vast majority of games since being here, so of course it's a miss. But for one game, we have to find the answers. We have to, you know, ensure that whoever comes in makes the right impact and hopefully gets all important goals to ensure our survival.
You spoke last week about the positive attitude within the group.
Yes.
How much of a job have you got to pick them up after the disappointment of Monday?
Yeah, I think that the one thing that can never be said about us since I've come here is that we've not been competitive. I think if you look at all our games, all our results, every game we've been involved in, win, lose or draw, we've been competitive. And the Walsall game was the first time that we never, ever looked like we'd get anything from the game. So that was the real disappointment. It's been real heartache, some sleepless nights, some difficult reflection. But we have to put that to bed now, and we have to now focus on solely Sunday's game. We can do nothing about the past. We can only influence now what happens on Sunday, and we have to be ready for that. We had a good session yesterday where we tried to lift a little bit of gloom. You know, the reality of the situation is if we can't be up for Sunday's game with the importance of it, then there's a problem. We've got to be ready. We all know how important it is, and we've got a really professional group of players here.
You spoke about sleepless nights and that it's not enjoyable watching from the touchline at the minute. How much does it take over when you're battling relegation and it goes down to the final day?
I think any manager that comes and tells you that they enjoy it would be lying, because it's not enjoyable. Enjoyable is when you're fighting at the top end of the table. It's tough, it's difficult. There's a lot of reflection, a lot of sleepless nights. But you've got to remain strong, you've got to remain determined. You've got to look at this in a way where there'll be sunshine beyond the gloom, and that you need to get through difficult periods to eventually get to where you want to be. Life's not easy. I look at many of the success stories of football and they've all come through difficult periods to get there, and that's part of the journey. But we have to ensure that we get through this, and we have to ensure that we get that result on Sunday.